Sham Aleichem, sweetest friends, this year should be a specialist for Rabbi Mitzvah Shiachiu. This is Moshe Rabbi Shneur Yisrael Shemar Mordechai, Moshe Mordechai, and Schus Yosef Ezra Ben Ezra, Mitzvah Ben Esther, the Bracha Ben Hatzlacha, the Chol Maaseh Yedehem, and the Siyata Dishmaya. We're continuing our Limud of the Torah of the Great Goyim, Rabbi Svi Pesach Frank, Zichrono Lebracha. It's a tshuva in Simen Hey, the Har Tzvi, about Hoygeis Hashem Bo'is Yosef. But you're now going to read out God's name with the dots as it's written. That's why we say Shem Ah, and then Do, and then Noi. And we don't say as the Goyim do, even though they do with a J, but we don't read out God's name as it's written. So he says that Nishalti Merav Godol was asking a big Rav about a teacher in school who gives speeches, gives talks from Svarim Chitzoniim Shenitpesu Bilishonam, from non-Torah books, from outside of Torah books, that were printed in their language, I guess non-Loshan HaKodesh. And a lot of times you see God's name as is written. And I guess they have the text in front of them, so he has to read the text as it's written. He feels that it's necessary to read it as it's written, and he wants to know if it's permitted. והרב השואל מסברתו נוטט שאפשר דלא נצא לקרות ככתבו לדמיית דלפים שם במקדש. היום הזכור ככתבו בכוונות מיוחדות, וכשאינו מתכוון לשם שם קודש, לשם התלמידים אין איסור. So this Rav, who asked the Shaila to Rav Frank, suggested that maybe it's only usur if you have special kavanas like it was done in the Mikdash. If you have no kavanas for Shem Kodesh, then there's no isur. Let's see what we have before us. The Mishnah Sanhedrin Daf Tzadi, Shanu Chom Velo Shanu Chelik Olam Haba. This is one of these people who lose a chelik in Olam Haba. Shalomer, Afa Hoyges Hashem Bo'is Yosef. If you pronounce God's name with the letters, Uba Gemara Mevi Tana Uba Gvulin Uba Loshem Aga Rashi Uba Lishna Kama Ki Amrina Da Hoyges Hashem Ein Lo Chelik Olam Haba Uba Gvulin Aba Uba Mikdash Lo. That we say that if you pronounce God's name as it's written, you lose your chelik in Olam Haba. That's only Begvulin. It's only outside the Beis HaMikdash, but in the Mikdash, you don't lose your chelik in Olam Haba. Uva Lashon Aga, afilu b'mikdash lo. And Lashon Aga, what does that mean? Lashon Aga, you're not allowed to say it even in the Mikdash. Lashon Aga, Laz, Shein Ahoga b'osiyosib Lashon HaKodesh Lenu, ela b'sha'ar lo azim. So you don't do it in our Lashon HaKodesh, you do it in a foreign language. B'sha'ar lo azim. So if you pronounce God's name as it is, as it's written with the letters, but you don't do it in Lashon HaKodesh, it sounds like those J witnesses, those J's, and that's Lashon Oge. That's not the Lashon HaKodesh Shalanu, it's B'Shai Lo'ezin. So that's what the Gemara says, U'B'Gvulin of Lashon Oge, that he loses Chelik in Olam Haba, if he does it outside the Beis HaMikdash, and he doesn't do it if he does it outside the Beis HaMikdash, the only way it's not placed allowed to say Yud Kei Vav Kei is in the Beis HaMikdash. And if he does it outside the Beis HaMikdash, Shein Lo Chelik L'Olam Haba. And if it's Lashon Oge, if it's this Lashon of not in Lashon HaKodesh, saying Shem Hashem, then even in the Mikdash he's not allowed to do it. It's certainly outside the Mikdash. The second Lashon of Rashi is Gvul and Kari Chutz LaMikdash. V'asr l'farish Shem ben Arben Arishtayim v'lashon Aga chutz l'mikdash v'yavad So the second lashon of Rashi is that Gvulin is called outside the Mikdash, and you're not allowed to say the name with 42 letters v'lashon Aga chutz l'mikdash in this non-lashon HaKodesh language outside the Mikdash, and if he does it, he's no chelik l'olam haba. But v'lashon HaKodesh, he's not nenash so much. And the Mikdash, since the minig is to be maskir, this shame of Membe Zosios, Einar Nenash, she's not punished. So we see from Shitas Rashi that the Chaimer Adobo Tayil B'tchei Lishni, that the seriousness of this matter is Tali and the two Lishinas, that is according to the second Lashon, the whole severity is saying the Shem Ben Membeis, the 42-letter name of God. But Shem Havoya, he's not punished so much. But there's still an Isser, like it says, Avay Dezer Daf Yitzayin V'od Mekonis. So you see in the second Lashon of Rashi, it's only the Shem Membeis, but it's lo kol kach nora, it's not so terrible to say Yudke Vavke, only according to the first Lashon. Then you can't say the Yudke Vavke, even in the Mikdash. If it's Lashon Haga, even in the Mikdash he's not allowed to do it, but he's not allowed, according to the first Lashon, he's not allowed to say Shem Havaya anywhere. And if it's Lashon Haga, not in the Mikdash, not outside the Mikdash, and if it's in the Mikdash, he can only say, he could say Lashon HaKodesh, but not in other Lashonas. If it's outside the Mikdash, he's not allowed to say it no matter what. And according to the second Lashon, the main series of severity is the Shem Mem Beis. They learn like the Lashon of the first Lashon of Rashi, that a Shem Havoya, even Shem Havoya, it's a Kavos Yisr. V'chein kosev HaRambam, b'Perush HaMishnayis, d'hoigah Hashem b'Oisi Yosav, Yud and then Hey, which is Shem HaMufurish, ein lo chelek leilam haba. So Rambam also says, Yud Kei Vavkei, one is not allowed to say. So Avanina Stapakti, says her Frank, I had a suffek, v'Feir Shel b'Oisi Yosav, yim ha'kavana she'omer u'mevatei b'fiv et Hashem k'ktivato, כמו שנכתב, או שמבטא רק דלת אותיות שמזכיר את אותיות השם בשמם כל אחד. In other words, what's pshat? Huyges Hashem ב'Oisi Yosef. What does it mean ב'Oisi Yosef? You pronounce God's name with the letters. מה הכוונה? Is pshat that you express with your mouth the name as it's written? In other words, Yud Kei Vav Kei, you read out the name, the whole name, you say, I'm not going to say it obviously, but you say the name of Hashem or no? You say the letters, you say Yud, and then a Hey, and so I'm saying, and then, say Mekafsik, and then a Vav, and then a Hey. Oshim Avatei Rak Arbo Tiyot, and then together they read out God's name. Maybe that's Pshan Hogit Shem B'Yosef, so that you say, you read out the letters of Yud Kei Vav Kei. And if Pshat is that he's saying the letters, what's Pshat he's saying the letters? Is he saying Yud, and then he says the letter Hey, and then he says the Vav, letter Vav, and then he says the letter Hey? Or is Pshat that he says Yud? What's Yud? He reads out the letters of Yud. What's Yud? Yud is a Yud, and a Vav, and a Dalet. And then a Hey is a Hey, and then an Aleph. So is that Pshat that he reads out even the Milui of the Osios? So those are the Chakirois of Moreinu, Rabbeinu Zatzal. So, in the Gemara, in Meseches Sukkah, and Daf Hei Amud Aleph, it says that on the Tzitz, there were two lines, Yud, and then a Hey, Melamayla, the Kadosh, La, Melamata, Shem Hashem, above, and then below, Kodesh La, Kodesh Lamed, Frek Taisvis, Afa Pishe Yud, Hashem Ushem Gomeru, Enza Huigoy, Ahelges Hashem Boisi Yosef, Im Maskir, Kevande Inom Maskiram, Lashem, Shem Shalem. Afa P, She Yud, and then a Hey is a Shem Gomeru, says Taisvis. This is not Hoyges Hashem Boisi Yosef, if you mention it, because you're not mentioning it for the name of a for the sake of a complete name. In other words, all you have above is a Yud and then a Hey. So Tosa says the Yud and then a Hey is Shem Hashem, Ka, it's Shem Hashem, what we call Ka. But that's not called Hoyges Hashem Be'osos if you say it, because you're not intending to say it as a Hashem Gamor. As a shame shalem. It's only Hoges Hashem Bos Yosef if you intend it as a shame shalem. But if you don't intend Yudin and Ahaz a shame shalem, then you're fine. Vayain b'marsha b'chudushei agadot shekatav v'lo nakata tana shem shalem b'dalad otiyotav mishum dehava hoge et Hashem. The Tana didn't say Hashem Shalem, B'dalad Osi Yosef. Now, as the Maharsha is learning, that really, what did it say on the Ktzitz? It said, Kodesh Lashem, Yud, and then a Hey, and then a Vav, and then a Hey. But the Tana didn't say Hashem Shalem with all Arba Osi Yosef, because then it would have been Hages Hashem. Therefore, he only said the Yud, and then the Hey. And the Yud, and then the Hey, you're allowed to say, like Tosfos says, because your intention isn't for the Shem Shalem. He's not masking them the Shem Shalem, and therefore it's not Hoges Hashem Bos Yosef. He doesn't want to say the entire name. So the Mashmos of the Maharsha is that if he would be Mevate, if he would express Befeilish the Dalet Osis, that's the Mashmos of Tosis and the Maharsha. Tosis, he only writes the Yud, he only says the Yud and the Hey, it's not Hoges Hashem. He's not masking the Shem Shalem for the sake of God's complete name. He only wants to say a partial name. And the Maharsha says that he doesn't say the Shem Shalem of Dalet Osi Yosef, I'll tell you guys the Shem Osi Yosef. So if you would say Befeilish the Dalet Osi Yosef Mishem Havoya, Beli Hiskil Shemoisam, Uveli Amiluyim, Havei Hoyges Hashem Osi Yosef, Da'afu Pishe Gemara Nechtav B'milui Kol Ot, Hainu Kedei Lesaber Et Ha'ozen. If you say all Dalet Osi Yosef, even without the miluim, that's considered Hoges Hashem Bos Yosef. So even though in the Gemara it says it with the milui of the Yos, it says Yud and then a Vav and then a Dalet when it wants to say Yud, and then it says Hey and then an Aleph when it wants to say Hey, but you don't have to go there. You can just say Yud. Not only that, but the mashmos of the Maharsha is that you don't even have to say, in order to be over, you don't even have to say Yud, and then a Hey, and then a Vav, and then a Hey. But rather, it's enough if you just say the name. You read out the name. That's what we said before. We had a suffix. What is it, Bosi Yosef? Is pshat that you say it as it's written, or is it pshat that you read out all four letters? And we said it's pshat reading out the letters that you just say Yud, and then a Hey, and then a Vav, and then a Hey, or you say Yud, Yud, Vav, and Yud, and then a Vav, and then a Dalet, etc. So from the Maharsha, it would seem that even just saying Shem Hashem, even without saying the letters of Shem Hashem, even just saying the Shem Hashem as it's written, that would already be Aser. And also saying the letters would be Aser. However, in the Sefer Negidah Mitzavi brings the name of the Ari HaKadosh, the Hoges Hashem v'Meloi HaOisiyos, Roimer, Yud, and then a Vav, and then a Dalet, and then a Hey, and then an Aleph, Nika Hoges Hashem v'Oisiyos. Aval vaday ikara perush hu dekori dalet osi sabar beli milui kichsavay. Aval tzorch lizor afilu bekriyas hamilui. So you're over both ways, says the Sefer Negidah Mitzavah. You're over if you say Yud and then a Vav and then a Dalet, and you read out each letter of below. And you're also over if you read, and that's the Ikar Perish, that you read the Arba Osiyos, B'li Milui Kichsavai. without the miloy as it's written, you just read it out. You just read out yud and then a hey and then a vav and then a hey. You're already over with that. But you also have to be nisar of bikriyas hamiloy, reading out yud and then a yud vav dalet, etc. So you're over both, reading it with the miloy and reading without the miloy. Now, Tosfos has a kasha. We saw Tosfos' kasha before. Tosfos' kasha was, hey, yud and then a hey is a shem gomor. So why isn't that how he gets a shem bo si yosef? It's a difficult kasha to understand. There's a kasha and the kasha. Harei b'shem ben shtei otiyot, k'shem shu nechtav, kach hu nikra. אם כן, מה שייך כאן להקשר שהוא הוגה את השם באותיותיו, ותמיד קוראים אותו כדרך כתיבתו. So the only problem is שם הוויה, יוד כה וו כה. But other שמות aren't a problem. כסיבוסן, כסיבוסן, קריאוסן. You're allowed to read them as they're written. If you're not over on הוגס השם באותיותיו, when you say יוד and then a hey, as it's written, it's read. There's no problem. Problem is the יוד כה וו כה. There, you're not allowed to read it as it's read. So what's Tosfos' problem with the yud and then a hey? Very difficult to understand. However, based on what we explained, we can say as follows, that there are two instances of Hoges Hashem Ba'is Yosef. One is She'enu Maskir Shemot Otiyot, אלא שקורא אותיות שם אביה, דלת אותיות, ככתבן וכנקודותיהם. One way of being hoges Hashem bo si yosef is you read out the name of God. In other words, you have a yud and then a hey and then a vav and then a hey, and you read that out with the nekudis. That's one way of being hoges Hashem bo si yosef. And number two is שמזכיר שמות האותיות בפיו. You read out the letters, and memela, you say yud, and then you say hey, etc. Reading out the letters of Shem Havaya. Because every letter has a when you say yud, you're mentioning the three letters of the yud. Because every ois has a chelek hanigla, what you see. And then it has a chelek hanelam. Right? There's what you see, how you pronounce the yud. And then there's what's hidden. There's the vav and the dalet that are hidden inside the yud. That you don't pronounce when you read out a yud as part of a word. So it could be that it says, in psachim daf nun, Sav Rav Lemitzvah Pirka Rashi says Rav Ratzav Litosh Kriya Di Yud Ve'od Hey De Arba Otiyot Darshet Darashet V'Tameh Atzluyim Bo Amar Lehu Sab Le'olam Ktiv Hainu Da'asar Rachmana De'Kvod Hashem U'Be'elem V'Sfir Le'la Tosfo Davagav De Darash Lok Shani Nechtav Ani Nekra Inan Oheg Darash Lok Shani Nechtav Ani Nekra Inan Oheg B'Shar Hashemot Mekom Kom Levatei Chilek En'elam Mikol Ot Ve'ot Shebeshem דבר זה נוהג בכל השמות, ובזה דברי התוספות מבוארים. So it could be, פשט in Tosfos is, that Rova wanted to darshan in the shir, as Rashi explains, the shame of Yud Kei Vav Kei, and the deeper reasons of the shame Yud Kei Vav Kei, the deeper meaning. So an old man said to him, Le'olam, it should be hidden. Kavod Hashem is behelling. It has to be hidden. So Tosfos holds, that even though the drasha of I'm not written, like I'm read, is knowing only b'shem yud kei vav kei. In other words, yud kei vav kei is written one way and read another way. However, to express the hidden part of each os is knowing with the other shemus as well. So in other words, Tosfos was therefore bothered how you can say yud and then the hey. Because again, we have two afanim. We have reading out the shem Hashem. And then we have reading out the letters. So it could be that when it comes to reading the Shem Hashem, Lok Shani Nichtav Ani Nikra, it's only Yud Kei Vav Kei. It's read one way and written a different way, so you're now allowed to read it as it's read. But when that's only Yud Kei Vav Kei. But when it comes to other Shemas, there you're not allowed to read out the letters. That's also the Ne'alam. That also should be hidden. Because those letters, the right Yud, when you read it in a word, it's pronounced just Yi or Ya, whatever it is. And when you read out the Yud, it's Yud Vav Dalet. So that's like reading the Pnimius of the word, the Ne'alam of the word. So if you take any Shem Hashem and you read the Ne'alam, that would be Aser. So that's why Tosfos was bothered by the Yud and the Hey. And to that they answered that he wasn't masking with L'shem Shem Shalem. So therefore he was cool because he wasn't intending a complete name of God. He was only intending it as being Merames to the Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei, but not this name of God. So just to say, to read out the Yud and then the Hey was Beseder. And like this Perush is Muchach actually in the Maharsha. If you look in Avodah Zarah, of Yud Ches Amud Aleph in the Maharsha, you see, like we said, that the chiluk between Shem Havayah and other Shemus is reading the Shem Kemoshu Nichtov. It's Asur v'Shem Havayah, not another Shemus, but as far as reading out the letters, it's Asur in all the Shemus. You have a Radbaz in his Tshuvis, in Chiluk Chamish, L'Shem Yisarah, M'Sim Aleph Tav Ches. Ulein Yishalta, Ma Perush Hoges Hashem Bo'isi Yisov. So it's chashiv to have a zak hadmon like the Radbaz giving us pshat. What does it mean? Hoyges Hashem b'loisi Yosef. Daki a perush hamuskam etzleinu shehoyges Hashem b'loy kinui shem ha'adnus b'chol achas min echod min nekudosav. That shehoyges Hashem, you don't say adnus like we say, but rather you read out the name. Aval toisves suka uvechame mekoymos kosu shaperush hoyges Hashem shkolei oisi oisa Hashem. Go nyur and then a hey. So Tosfos holds that it's that you read the letters of the name, like the Yud and then the Hey. You read out the letters, not that you say the name, you read out the whole name, but you read out the letters of the name, Vachid Yek Lishna. And it's Meduyak like that. And Umasik Libesof, so Erfil Tois, the Radbaz, Hilch Matina Milsim, it's Yusuf, the Gishem Avaya, call Aser. So when it comes to Shem Avaya, it's all Aser. Bein Likros Oisek Ksavo, Bein Lagos Oisek Yosef. You're now allowed to read it as it's written, and you're now allowed to read out the letters, and if you do it, you're not allowed to read the letters. Ein l'hachmir k'dekasivno. When it comes to Shem Adnus, you do not have to be machmir for this. Yesh l'ayin dvarav v'ein kan makim l'harich, says Rav Frank. But he doesn't say like our chiluk, that to read out the letters is us or in other names. He just says that when it comes to Shem Havoya, you're not allowed to read out the letters, and you're not allowed to read out the name in full, and therefore it's not going to help. The Rabbi Shoyal asked at the beginning of this Shaila, the beginning of the Tshuva, if saying it without Kavanas is okay. It's only us to say it with the proper Kavanas. No. It's us to say it, B'chlal, not having Kavanas is not going to help. There's a little bit of a raya maybe from a Yerushalmi, Perak Chelef, Sof Halacha Aleph. It says Hoyges Shem Bo'is Yosef. It says Rav Mana Amar Kone Ilenk Kusoy de Mishtabin. Like those kusim that are swearing, the Pnei Moshe says when they swear, they're Hoyges Hashem Bo'is Yosef. So L'chayro, we have to understand why it tells us what the kusim are doing. So maybe pshat is that the Isser is telling. You could have said that the Isser is telling special kavanas, but the kusim don't have the special kavanas, and it's still Isser. So it's telling you it's Isser even without the kavanas. So it's lafuke from the svar of this rav who asked the shaila. However, it's more likely that no. It's Pashat, it's Aser even without Kavanis. You're not allowed to say the name. And therefore, it's telling us that the Chiddush of the Radbaz, that not only is it Aser reading out the letters, it's Mistaber when the Kusim are swearing. They're reading out the name. They're not reading out the Osios B'Meloam, they're not reading out the letters, but they're reading the whole name as it's written. So even that's Aser, not only reading out the letters. So it's telling us, Afilu Boifin Kazeh, that you're just reading the name, and you're not reading each letter individually. It's not Hoyges Hashem, but Oisi Oisav, you're not saying each Ois independently. It's still going to be Aser, because you're saying the whole name, you're reading out the whole name. So I'll call upon him at the end of the day, you're not allowed to be Hoyges Hashem, but Oisi Oisav, and therefore there's no heter here. This Rav, this Martzeh, this lecturer, So he's got to find a way to just say Rabbi Sai, Orthodox Jew, and I know it's written here, but I'm not allowed to say Nikuda. You have to be a little amitz in life. You have to be a little strong. Okay, courageous, courage. Moichai v'Rabbi Sai. Zayan neflam eod neneti miod l'mod itchem. The tshuva hazot. Ani mekaveh Hashem yiten lanu koach. Yesh l'Rav Frank meot rabot. עם לא אלפי תשובות, אז אני מאוד מקווה שנזכה להמשיך ללמוד אותם, כי זה מוסיף לי הרבה, אני מקווה שזה מוסיף לכם הרבה, ויהי רצון שספסי הצדיק, רב צבי פסח פרנק, שהוא היה מסמד, עוצם גודל ונוירה עד מאוד, he said, it's never without a gemar, he's shtaygin, 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 so, זכוס אותם עד לנו, thank you so much for listening, שלום שלום.